Kof Vov Kislev, second day Chanukah, Tuesday the 4th of December, Dr. Moshe David Schwitzer, The Neglected Level of Mahadrin.
Morning, everyone. The Neglected Level of Mahadrin. What does this mean? Rhetorical question. Three levels. Everyone knows there's Chazorah, there's three levels. When you light the Chanukah candles, Chazorah, Mesachim, the Gemaras, and Shabbos, there are three levels to how we light the menorah. The first level is Ner Ishu Beisa, only one light in the house per night. The second level is called Mahadrin, which is Ner L'chol Echad Ve'Echad. It's one candle per person on every single night. So you have 10 people at home, you light 10 candles every night. The top level is Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, which is what we do, which is that each person lights according to the number of nights. And it's just interesting. I don't know, have you ever seen anyone light according to the bottom two levels? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch only brings the top level. If you look at Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Chanukah, he only brings Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Even people who don't keep hardly any mitzvahs at all, everyone will be here, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Everyone likes, the whole Klal Yisrael likes Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Now, it's strange how the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the first two levels. The first level, it's really important to know the first level. If you're stuck, if you haven't got enough oil, if you're travelling, it's very important. Sorry? Or person's point, it's very important to know what the basic level of the mitzvah is. I don't really know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the basic level. But really, the Mishnah Berurah brings the basic level that it's enough just to light one light in your yotzer. But the middle level, called Mahadrin, which is what each person lights, that I've never seen anyone do. You either do the basic level if you're really stuck, or you Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But no one really, and all the talk on Chanukah, all the Lomdus and all the Raid, it's all talks about Mahadrin and Mahadrin. People seem to forget about the level of Mahadrin. And I'd like to try and explore that a little bit. Let's do a bit of Chazorah first. Everyone knows that on Chanukah there were two Nisim. Right? There was the miracle of the oil, that the oil lit for 8 days when Shigarin only burnt for one. And there was also the miracle of the war, the victory in the war. And we know that Al HaNisim, for example, if you look at the text of Al HaNisim, what do you see? No mention of the miracle of the oil at all. It talks about Ramim Biad Ma'atim, Tmei Biad Tahirim. It doesn't talk about the miracle of the oil, just about the miracle of the war. So it would seem that the text and the saying of Al HaNisim was established corresponding to the miracle of the war. I think that much is straightforward. On the other hand, what about lighting the menorah? So we have the Gemara in Shabbos. When the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, says, "My Chanukah, what's Chanukah all about, and why do we light the candles?" The Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara brings a brisa that Shenichmasi Yivonim Lehechol Timukol Hashmanish Behechol Uchshegovra Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. When the Chashmenoim, it's interesting, it calls it Malchus Beis Chashmenoi already. I haven't seen anyone talk about this. Why are they called Malchus Beis Chashmenoi? They only became kings after the Chanukah, after the victory.
And they were criticized for it.
So the Brisa is maybe talking in retrospect. Later on they were called the Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. When the Chashmenoim were victorious, then they only found one flask of oil. There was only enough to light. One day, a nes occurred and they lit from it for 8 days. They made it Yomim Tovim with Halel. We see here, this brisa doesn't mention the victory of the war. The miracle of the victory. It talks about the victory. They were victorious. But it doesn't talk about the fact it was miraculous and it was many into the hands of the few. We don't see that. The emphasis here is really on the miracle of the oil. So you see that the Chanukah candles, the takana of the candles and of Halel, in fact, it's interesting, the Brisa doesn't even mention Chanukah candles at all, by the way. But it says, the Shona Acheres Kovum, the Yomim Tovim, the Halel, the Hodah. But the Mephoshim say that the Rambam learns that when it says Hodah refers to lighting candles, not Al HaNisim. Rashi says Al HaNisim. It's a bit shver why Rashi says Al HaNisim. Al HaNisim doesn't mention the miracle of the oil. Here we're talking about the miracle of the oil, And the Braisa says that they, at any rate, it's clear that Hallel is for the miracle of the oil, and the Pashtus of the Sugya is that the lighting of the candles for the miracle of the oil. So you seem to have two separate, two distinct commemorations going on. There's Alanisim, which commemorates the Ness of the Victory, and there is Hallel, and there's lighting candles, which commemorate the Ness of the oil. I think that's basically accepted. Okay. Now, let's get back to the three levels. Chazal and Masakin, that you have when you, the mitzvah of lighting the candles, three levels. Nerish your base, the bottom level. Then there's Mahadrin, which is each person lights. And then there's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Now we explain, there's a machlokes between Tosus and the Rambam, what Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means. This is well known. We behave like the Rambam. The Rambam says that, again, the bottom level is Mahadrin, each one light, one per night. The middle level is Mahadrin, which is one per person per night. And the top level is you build on that, and not just each person lights one per night, but each person lights according to the number of lights, the number of nights. So when you get to the eighth night, each person is lighting eight candles. That's how we behave, that's how the Rambam holds. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says that Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin doesn't go on the middle level of Mahadrin, but returns to the basic level of Neri Shabeso. What do I mean? Or what does Tosfos mean? What Tosfos means is that the basic level is one per person per night. The next level the basic level is one per household per night. The next level, Mahadrin, is one per person per night. But when you get to Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, it doesn't mean that each person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What it means is that one person, the Balabais, lights according to the number of nights. Does that make sense? So you either choose Mahadrin, in which case each person lights one, or Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, one person lights according to the number of lights. There's a lot of discussion about this. It's a bit strange that that's called Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin implies more like the Rambam, that you take the Mahadrin level and then you make it even more Mahadrin. But this is what the Mefarshim discussed. In fact, the Ritval points out that according to Tosfos, it could very well be that on the middle level of Mahadrin, it will come out that you're lighting overall more candles than on the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Because on Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, what's the maximum amount of candles you're going to light over Hanukkah? The total number is going to be 36. Yeah. Whereas if you've got five people at home, and you're on level of Mahadrin, then you're lighting you're already lighting 40 candles over Hanukkah. So it could easily come out that on the level of Mahadrin, you're lighting more than on Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. But that's a horror that Ritzvah points out on Tosfos. But this is the basic machlokes, and it's well known this is how the Sephardim behave. That the Taz already points out in Shulchan Aruch that it's interesting here that the Sephardim paskin according to Tosfos, whereas the Ashkenazim paskin according to the Rambam. That's interesting. Okay. That's the first bit of background. The second bit is who lights. So as we all know, Ashkenazim, in our houses, each person lights their own candles. So we behave like the Rambam, that each person is lighting Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, but each person individually is lighting their own menorah. This is the opinion of the Ramah. However, if you look in the Rambam says clearly that it's only one person lighting for everyone else. The Balabais lights Kaminyan Anshei Abayis. I can't remember the Lashon of the Rambam, but it's clear from the Rambam that the Rambam says in the top level of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, let's say you have five people at home, so on the eighth night he's lighting one person, the Balabais lights 40 candles. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, you have to help me with the maths. Okay, the Rambam says one person lights for everyone, not like the Ramah. One person lights for everyone. So, as Ashkenazim, we take on, like the Rambam, in the level of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, but as to who lights, we take on, like the Ramah against the Rambam, that each individual lights, whereas according to the Rambam, one person is lighting for everyone. In fact, it's very strange where the Ramah, the Beis Halevi asks on the Ramah, where the Ramah gets it from, that each person lights individually. It's not clear in the Rishonim at all that there's a source for this. The Rambam says clearly that each person lights, the Balabais lights for everyone. The Mefarshim bring the Shilta Yakiborim also says, the Beis Halevi brings the Shilta Yakiborim also says that it's one person lighting for everyone. The Meiri also says this. In fact, Tosfos, maybe the Ramah holds like Tosfos in this respect. What does Tosfos hold as to who lights? We just said that Tosfos argues on the Rambam on what Shatim Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is. The Rambam says Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is that each person, one person is lighting, but eight lights on the last night, eight lights for each person. That's what the Rambam says. And Tosafot says, no, Mahadrin and Mahadrin is there's only one menorah in your house. But what about the level of Mahadrin according to Tosafot, where each person is, there's ner l'cholecha be'echa, there's one light per person. Does each individual light there, or does one person light for everyone? Who's lighting? In the level of Mahadrin according to Tosafot, who's lighting? Tosafot doesn't say. But the Beis Halevi proves that Tosafot holds like the Rambam in this respect. If you choose to light the level of Mahadrin, then it's one person lighting for everyone. How's the Beis Halevi prove this? He says, what's Tosafot is, this is all in brackets, the Beis Halevi says, Tosafot's question on the Rambam, why does Tosafot hold like this? It's very strange. The Pashto should be Mahadrin min Mahadrin, top level should light, everyone should light eight lights on the last night. Why does Tosafot hold that Mahadrin min Mahadrin reverts to only one person lighting? Because Tosafot feels it's important that if someone is walking on the street and goes past your house, it's important that he knows the number of which night you're up to. And if you have too many people lighting, if you have more than one person lighting the menorah, it won't be obvious which night it is. So Tosafot feels it's important that when an onlooker in the street sees what night it is. That's why he holds that Mahadrin min Mahadrin reverts to only one person lighting the candles. That's what Tosafot says. The Beis Halevi says that it's clear that Tosafot is making an assumption. That who is it important? You have to know the number of which night you're up to. But who is that important? Who do we want to know? Is it a passerby in the street? Tosafot says yes. It's important that the person who's in the street can see what night it is. Says the Beis Halevi, maybe it's not the case. Maybe it's important that you know which night it is, not the person in the street, but the when you're lighting, each individual who's lighting, when he lights his menorah, maybe it's really like the Rambam, that each individual lights eight on the eighth night. And how do you know the number of nights? Because as each individual is lighting, he knows, you can see clearly, as each person is lighting, which night it is. The fact that someone in the street can't tell what night it is because there's too many menorahs in your window, doesn't matter. Maybe it's enough that at the time of lighting that person, it's obvious which night it is. It's clear says the Beis Halevi, it's clear that Tosafot also holds that it's not each individual lighting. If it's each individual lighting, then maybe that would be correct, that it's clear what night it is at the Shas Adloka. But it's clear, says the Beis Halevi, that Tosafot holds it's only one person lighting for everyone. So therefore, the only option you have for knowing the number of nights is for a passerby on the street looking, and therefore you only have to have one menorah. Hope that's clear. But anyway, at any rate, there may be another proof. It makes sense also that Tosafot holds that one person is lighting for everyone in the level of Mahadrin, where there's ne'er l'cholechot be'echot. Why should that be? Because otherwise it's going to cause arguments in the house. Because if on the level of Mahadrin, according to Tosafot, each individual is lighting, but on the top level of Mahadrin min Mahadrin, only one person is lighting, then you're going to come to arguments. Because what happens if the Balabos says, I want to be Mahadrin min Mahadrin, I want to light the top level, and his Yeshiva Bocha's son comes over and says, no, I hold mitzvah bo yozim in b'shluchai, I prefer to do it myself, I prefer to do it level of Mahadrin, I don't want you to light for me only one menorah, I want to light my own one, only one candle. So it will be, you'll come easily to inconsistencies where people are arguing what Mahadrin, you know, do you like Mahadrin? It's easy to get messed up. Therefore it makes sense to say, according to Tosafot, that it's only one person who decides. He decides whether the Balabos decides whether he's lighting Mahadrin on behalf of everyone, or whether he's lighting Mahadrin min Mahadrin, only one menorah. Does that make sense? At any rate, we have a machlokes between the Ramah who says that each individual lights, and all the other Rishonim who say, that it's the Balabos who lights for everyone. That's all background. Okay. What about Katanim? What about children? Do children light menorah? Of course. The Ramah says they do. The Ramah says Katanim light the menorah. As we all do, all our children light menorah. Why? Easy. Chinuch, right? If each individual, according to the Ramah holds that each individual lights, so why should it make a difference if you to any other mitzvah? Each individual shakes the lulav and a child shakes the lulav. So each individual lights the menorah and a child lights the menorah. That's very posh. What about according to the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch rules, not like the Ramah, that each individual lights the menorah, but the Shulchan Aruch rules, in the opinion of Tosafot, which is, and in Tosafot, that only one person is, the Balabos is lighting only, on the top level, there's only one menorah being lit at all. And in the middle level, It's a balabos lighting for everyone. So, do according to the Shulchan Aruch, do katanim light the menorah? Would seem not. Only let's talk about only the top level. The Shulchan Aruch only talks about the top level, mahadrim and mahadrim. Only the balabos lights to them. So it's clear that they don't. In fact, it's very strange. The Shulchan Aruch writes that katanim do light the menorah. How can the katanim light the menorah? Only one person is lighting for the household, according to Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean that katanim light the menorah? So the Magen Avraham says it means we're talking a case where a child owns the home. There isn't a balabos. It's the child. A child is the homeowner, and therefore he's got. There's an inyan of chinuch for him to light the menorah in his house. But in general, a child does not light the menorah, according to the Mechaber. Okay. Now, when the balabos is lighting, according to that opinion, when the balabos is, so the katanim are not lighting. And the balabos does the, if he decides to be mahadrin, right? Does the balabos light for the number of people in the house? But does he light for the katanim as well? Makes sense, not right. What's the inyan to light for the katanim? The only point of the katanim lighting themselves is if you hold that each individual lights and the katan lights himself. But if the balabos is lighting for everyone, it's not clear, but it's possible to say that the balabos only lights for the gedolim, only people who are mechuyev in the mitzvah. And in fact, the Me'iri says this, and the Shilti Akiborim says this, that with the balabos is lighting, he only lights for the children who are gedolim, but not for children who are katan.
Well, what's more?
Sorry? The Me'iri and the Shilti Akiborim say this, that if you hold that the balabos is lighting for everyone, he doesn't light for the children at home. Because there's no inin of chinuch here. There's only inin of chinuch if they have to light themselves. But to light for them, there's no such inin. Okay. That is all background. But really, I want to come on to the central question. It's very easy to understand these three levels, two of the three levels. Why do we light Hanukkah candles? We said at the beginning, because we want to commemorate the ness of the oil. So I can understand you have the bottom level, Nerish Yuvesai, you're lighting a candle in your house, that commemorates the oil. And I can understand the top level, which is Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. This emphasizes to us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it emphasizes to us the miracle that the oil lasted for 8 days. But the level of Mahadrin, Ner Lochalechot Ve'echot, I haven't seen anyone discuss this, but why is it the case? What's that got to do with the price of cheese? The fact how many people in your house, what's that got to do with Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah, that the more people in your house, the more you light? Why in my house, there's however many, I can't count now, 6 people lighting, and in your house there's 10 people lighting, and in what's that got to do with Chanukah? Why is it more pirsum? Just everyone should light 20 or 30. Why is it? What's the connection between the number of people at home and the number of lights? What's one got to do with the other? Now, I understand according to the Ramah. The Ramah holds that each person lights individually. So I can understand that's a hiddur. The basic level is the balabos lights one for everyone. And the mahadrin level is each individual gets involved. Each individual lights one. I can understand that. But according to that everyone else who holds that it's only the balabos lighting for everyone else, what's the number of people at home got to do with how many lights you should light? Like, what's one got to do with the other? This is the central question, I think. Now, it's possible to answer like this. What did the Yevonim try to do? Nashkicham terasecha, nabira michuki ritzenecha. They were made gezeiras against Shabbos, against Mila, my father's a moel. He said one of the most memorable brises he's done is a bris in Athens on Hanukkah.
Wow.
Yeah? He remembers it well. He said, you go outside and you look at the top of the hill, the Greeks are ruins. That's what the Yevonim are. And we're still doing Mitzvahs Mila here in Athens. So, I don't know what maybe name. they make gezeiras against Shabbos, against Mila, against Kiddush HaChodesh, against all sorts of things they make gezeiras against. They wanted to stop us, as the Mefarshim, they weren't trying to kill us, they were trying to stop us keeping the Torah and mitzvahs. What greater pirsum hanes is it than if you walk past someone's house on Hanukkah and you see, look, in this house 10 people are keeping mitzvahs. In this house, 6 people are keeping mitzvahs. In this house, 2 people. Have you ever heard a Holocaust survivor say, you know what my revenge is on the Nazis? My grandchildren. My grandchildren. And my great-grandchildren. That's my revenge. In the same way, you walk past someone's house on Hanukkah and you see, look how many people in this house are keeping the mitzvahs. Look how many people in that house. 10 people, 8 people, 6 people. That is pirsum of the ness of our victory over the Yevonim. Make sense? I think it does. Now, if you say that, you have to realize something. We said at the beginning from the Gemara, it seems that the ness of the lighting the mitzvah of lighting the candles is to commemorate the ness of the oil. But here we are saying that the level of mahadrin, where you're lighting for each person, is not just to it's not to commemorate the level of the oil. The fact that you're lighting for each person is to commemorate the victory over the Yevonim. Good? So, it makes sense, a lot of sense according to the Rambam. You have a basic mitzvah, then you have mahadrin, which is your lighting for each person, which commemorate the victory over the Yevonim. And then the top level, you take that one step more and you say that not just each person lights, but each person lights according to the number of nights, which then also commemorates the ness of the oil. So Mahajim Minah Mahajim contains both elements. Each person is lighting and according to the number of nights. According to Tosfos, it's more difficult. Because Tosfos says that the level of Mahajim is what a light for each person which commemorates the miracle of the victory. On the other hand, your Mahajim Minah Mahajim reverts to one person lighting. So you're not then commemorating, according to what we've said, you're not commemorating the victory, you're just commemorating the ness of the oil. So why is it that Chazal chose to say that Mahadrin is the lower level, and that commemorates the victory, whereas Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, they said, is the one connected to the oil? Why did they not decide the other way around? Say, the level of Mahadrin is to commemorate the ness of the oil, and the Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin should be to commemorate the victory. Why did they choose it to be that way around? Especially according to what we said from the Ritva, that it could well be that on the level of Mahadrin, where each person is individually lighted, you'll light more candles over Hanukkah than Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin. So why did they choose it was that way around? Clear? So, the answer, I think you can say, according to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's well known. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said that the ness of the victory was a huge ness, but there was two elements to this ness which are not as great as the miracle of the oil. The ness of the victory was, number one, it wasn't a supernatural miracle. It was a miracle, that the Ma'atim won against the Rabbim, but not as open a miracle as the fact that the oil lit for 8 days. But also, to be honest with you, if you look in the Sikhas Musi, it doesn't say that point specifically, but what he does say, you may be right on that, but he does say also that the ness of the victory was essential. It had to happen. Hashem had to do it, because without that, Torah mitzvahs would have been lost. Hashem had to do that ness. Whereas the miracle of the oil, this is a ness which didn't have to happen at all. So they didn't light the menorah for a few days. They were potter. And anyway, Tomahut Shabbat Sibah, there was no specific reason that Hashem had to do this miracle. He had to save us from the Yevonim at some stage, when Matisyahu and his sons got up and said, Mila Hashem Eli. That was the time that he decided to save us. But when it came to the oil, he didn't have to do this ness at all. That ness, he calls it like a kiss from Hashem. That was an unnecessary sign, just Hashem showing his love for us, that miracle. That's why we can understand that the level of Mahadrin is connected to the ness of the victory, whereas the level of Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, it commemorates the victory, the miracle of the oil, which was a greater ness in the fact that it was an unnecessary ness, which was Hashem just showing his love for us. Okay, now we can with this tie up some loose ends, because we said before that according to the Ramah that each individual is lighting, then obviously children should light. But what about according to the opinions that one person is lighting for everyone? Does he light according to the Rambam, for example, the Balabos is lighting and he's got 10 people in his family, so the last night he'll light 80 lights. Does he light for the children as well? So the Meir in the Shulchan Aruch said, no. But according to this, The Stimas Lashon HaRam, the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam doesn't say that you don't light for children. The Rambam says you light for Kol B'nei Abayis. That it implies that it includes the children. And according to what we're saying, it makes sense, because if someone walking past your house, they'll see, look how many people here are keeping the mitzvahs. That children should also be included in that. That's the first thing. Another thing, Haneris Halolu. What do we say? Haneris Halolu. There's different gizus, Alamil Chomet, some people say. What's the nearest got to do with the victory? We said at the beginning, the Gemara says that the Brisa of my Chanukah just discusses the miracle of the oil. The Chanukah candles were connected to the miracle of the oil. But according to this, we see that the level of Mahadrin, built into the mitzvah of Chanukah candles, the level of Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin is connected to the oil, but the level of Mahadrin commemorates the victory the Nes of the victory, and therefore we can say that we're lighting Haneris Halolu also about the victory, also about the Milchama. Now, another thing we can answer with this is the question we heard from Rabbi Yanki before. Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes. Why do women light candles? Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes. They were also involved in the miracle. What does that mean? Well known, there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, Tosafos specifically. The Rashbam says it means, Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes, the women took part in the nes. How? On Chanukah, you have to see how it works with Arba Kosas and with Megillah, the other times when we say Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes. But on Chanukah, it's Yehudis who help towards the victory. That's what Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes means. It's a critical part of the miracle. Tosa says, what do you mean? Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes implies that the meaning of those words, it's not that they caused the miracle. They were also included in the miracle. And therefore Tosa says that they were, just like the men were saved, the women were saved. And Tosa says that Gezeira Hosa Ma'od Alehem, the women were extremely affected by the Gezeiras, as we saw. Rashi says, and Gemara beginning Kesubas talks about it, that Jiboyla Hekman Tchila, that every woman who had to get married had to first submit to the local ruler. So, and the victory over the Yevonim was what the women were also included in the victory. So, Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes. What do you see? Both according to the Rashbam and according to Tosfos, however you learn that whether it was they who caused the nes or whether they were affected by the nes, what nes are we talking about here? Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes, the nes of the victory. Either they caused the victory or they were saved by the victory. But it's not talking, they weren't, it doesn't say, no one says Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes means they're included in the nes of the Neros. No one says that. So, why does Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the Gemara say Noshim have to light Ner Chanukah because Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes? Which nes? They were in the nes of the Milchama. What's the nes of the Milchama? It should say, Rabbi Shua ben Levi should say, women should say Al Anisim because Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes of the Milchama. Or, he should say, women should, women should have to light Hanukkah candles because Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes of the candles. But he said, Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes of the Milchama, they have to light the candles. What's one got to do with the other? But according to what we're saying, it's very good because included in the takona of lighting the candles, the level of Mahadrin, which was specifically enacted in order to commemorate the victory. So, Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes of the victory, so therefore they have to light candles, which contains an element of the victory as well. With this, you can also answer one more loose end. There's a kasha of the Binyan Shlemer, of Shlemer Levilna. He asked, Reb Chaim Kaufman's got a big piece about this in his Sefer. He asked another question. The Rambam says that women are potter from Hallel on Chanukah. Women are potter from Hallel on Chanukah, that's what the Rambam says. And they ask, what do you mean? Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes. Why should they be potter from Hallel on Chanukah? All sorts of answers are given. But according to this, it's very easy, because we've said that the Afin hoyu ba'os ha'nes, which nes, was the nes of the Milchama. That's the nes that they were affected by. Now, so you have to do, the women then have to do everything which commemorates the nes of the Milchama. They have to say Al Anisim, and they have to light candles, because candles also, in the level of Mahadrin, commemorate the Milchama. But Hallel has got no element in it which commemorates the Milchama. Hallel is included, when the Gemara says, my Chanukah, and says, talks about the Nes of the Shem, and then it says, L'shon Acheres Kovun V'yomim Tovim B'Hallel. Hallel is connected the candles, is the Nes of the oil. That's the Pashtus. It's nothing to do with the miracle of the war. And that's why women have to, like, are potted from Hallel, because it's nothing to do with the war. But when it comes to lighting the candles, since the lighting the candles contains an element of the level of Mahadrin, which is keneged the victory, that's why women who are in the nes of the victory have to light candles as well. But they will be potter from Hallel, because Hallel is not to commemorate the victory at all. It's just to commemorate the lighting of the candles. Whether or not you agree with all the extra sophos, the extension material, the main point remains. If someone asks you for a short Dvar Torah on Chanukah, and it's a very nice thing to tell them, when you walk past someone's house and you see how many lights, what's the number of people in the house got to do with a level of Mahadrin? What's that? Why is that hidden mitzvah that the number that you should light specifically according to the number of people in the house, especially according to the Rambam, who says that one person is lighting for everyone, it's not each individual getting involved. Why should it be the case that the Balabos lights according to the number of people in the house? The answer is clear. The answer is that when you walk past someone's house, you see how many people in this house are keeping the mitzvahs. 10 people, 8 people, 6 people. Good. Thank you very much. Have a good day.